You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go,
man. Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Trash Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Coming your way this hour on the show. Should the Steelers stick with Kenny Pickett? We'll do that coming up in 20 and 40. Advanced Analytics and your epic fail. Advanced Analytics this morning is how many games per season do you think Elton John watches the Braves? We have this audio that we played in soundcheck at hour number one of Elton John in Nashville telling the crowd how happy he was that the Braves swept the Mets.
And something that makes me very happy tonight, the Braves swept the Mets.
So the poll question is, how many Braves games a year do you think Elton John watches? Vote on that at CBS Sports Radio. It should be noted, this might change your opinion. Our former colleague here at CBS Sports Radio and friend John Kincaid has texted us and said, believe it, that he has a residence near Atlanta in Buckhead since the 80s, and he thinks, Kincaid says, Elton John, Sir Elton John, could name a minimum of 15 players on the Braves. Do you believe that Elton John could name half the Braves roster?
I didn't, but I also was unaware of this residency not being from down there. But I don't know. I mean, there are days I can't name 15 Mets, frankly, and I live here. I don't know. Does a residency mean you automatically can name the players on a team?
Well, Kincaid tells us that Sir Elton John and Ted Turner are close friends. So maybe Elton John did become close to the Braves back in the 80s or 90s and has stuck with them since then. Sounds like he was happy that they swept the Mets. But at the same time, naming 15 baseball players across the league is tough for some people, let alone all on one team.
Now, honestly, if we sat Elton John next to Jake Bogus and we went one for one, who would get stumped first in running out of guys on the Braves 40-man?
Give me Jake Bogus.
I'm probably taking Jake
as well.
Give me
Jake Bogus, because I think Elton John still thinks Freddie Freeman is on the Braves. He loves a Dansby Swanson. He knows.
See, I was going to say, I stop at Max Fried, Ronald Acuna Jr. And that other pitcher that everybody hates.
Does he know Charlie Morton? Do we get a Charlie Morton out of him?
Until you just said that, I didn't know he was on the Braves. I thought he was on the Astros.
You name 15 Yankees.
I can. It's tough. It's tough with the 32 baseball team.
It is. It's tough. That's why I think it's a real challenge for Sir Elton John to name 15 members of the Atlanta Braves.
It just dawned on me. I don't even know if there's 30 baseball teams or 32, and I consider myself a big baseball fan.
There's 30. Yes. 32 NFL teams, 30 for all the others, unless hockey now with the Kraken is up to 31 or 32.
Good point. And that's why we have 16 teams in one league, 14 in the other. That's the way they balanced it out.
Does he get a Kenley Jansen?
Only if he saw this weekend.
Does he get a Travis d'Arnaud?
Yeah, I think actually at this point you probably know d'Arnaud.
Does he get a Matt Olson?
Not if you think Freeman's still on the team.
Right. Does he get an Austin Riley?
Oh, yeah, I know Austin Riley. Yeah. No, he knows Austin Riley.
Dansby Swanson.
Yes, he knows Dansby Swanson.
Ronald Acuna.
Yes.
Marcell Ozuna.
No.
Charlie Morton.
Definitely not.
Jake Odorizzi.
No.
I think he's right at 10. I don't think he's getting 15 Braves.
You know what? I feel better. I now know more Braves than I thought I did.
And by the way, it's 15 and 15 in the National League and American League. That's why they always play interleague.
Right.
That's right. That switched. Yes.
Yes. That happened when the Astros went over to the American League.
Boy, do I feel like Jack Stern now. I don't know anything here with the baseball.
And if you're just catching up with us from soundcheck, by the way, we had an all-timer because an unnamed sports anchor mispronounced Arch Manning's name, which is hard to do because it's very, very easy to pronounce.
Arch Manning.
So that's going to live forever. Arch Manning.
Arch Manning.
Noah's Arch Manning.
Arch.
I love the dad, Archie.
Arch Manning.
Grandpa. Grandpa.
That, by the way, might be part of your epic fail.
Kai Horton.
So last night, Monday Night Football, the 49ers stymie the Rams 24-9. Niners were in the kitchen of Matthew Stafford all night long, and the big takeaway is that the Rams' offensive line struggles mightily without Whitworth. They have struggled mightily all season long, and they are really struggling as an offense to generate drives, consistent plays, and it really is, to me, throw to Cooper Kupp and pray something else happens. I know Sean McVay is this kind of golden boy, Mensa candidate, remembers every play of every game he ever coached in. He's won a Super Bowl, so plenty of accolades go around for Sean McVay. But I don't see where the offensive brilliance is right now when it's throw to Cooper Kupp 20 times and then anything else is like, not sure. Look, Kyle Shanahan is a superior play caller to Sean McVay. Superior. But Shanahan has gagged in two big spots. OC of the Falcons in the big gag. And then when the Niners had that lead in the Super Bowl. And then also the Niners had a lead last year in the NFC Championship game against the Rams. But the Niners absolutely own the Rams. And not for nothing, I think Kyle Shanahan's a better head coach than Sean McVay. I know he's gagged in big spots, but does Kyle Shanahan get handed the firepower that Sean McVay does? Sean McVay has been given star after star after star after star. They don't care about draft picks. They don't care about money. They don't care about anything. They're just in it to try to win right now and 5 minutes from now, be damned. You know, we got to a Super Bowl with the Rams in 2018 that was all defense, and McVay's pants got pulled down by Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl. They were terribly lucky to even get there based on the non-pass interference call in the NFC Championship game. And then last year, I mean, the Bengals had them dead to rights until the penalty flag started flying. They needed to survive a gag job against the Buccaneers. Could have lost the NFC Championship game pretty easily had one or two things happened. And they, in the Super Bowl, again, you know, got the benefit of a million flags in their direction. And now Kyle Shanahan's on his backup quarterback beating the pants off you. I'm watching the Rams offense last night going, well, where's the genius of Sean McVay? Where is that? Because, and again, offensive line's a problem. It's a problem a lot of places. Offenses are not getting off the ground because offensive lines are broken and the Rams are squarely in that category. But is there anything special about the Rams offense besides Cooper Kupp? Has there been? I mean, there's been a couple of throws that Matt Stafford makes that you're like, well, that's a great throw. But is there anything special about how the offense operates besides Cooper Kupp is special? Last night, the Niners coached circles and executed circles around the Rams. The Rams are defending Super Bowl champs. And it happens year after year after year. McVay can't beat this guy. I'll say this until I'm blue in the face. I might be wrong, but I believe I'm right. The Niners could have won a Super Bowl this year with Trey Lance. That defense is that good. And all you need in today's NFL is a team that won't screw up itself, will not beat itself, but in the playoffs has a quarterback that can make three throws a game. And those three throws define who wins and loses. And last year in the NFC Championship game, Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't make those throws, and Stafford could. And I think they're going to be doomed again because Garoppolo just doesn't have it. I mean, he's nice guy, good enough person in there, but I don't see how the Niners can win a Super Bowl with the limitation of Jimmy Garoppolo unless the Niners' defense is otherworldly great. And could it be? Well, based on last night, it could be. It could be. But they would need that. And I don't think you want to rely on holding your opponent to 16 points in every game. But the Niners' defense has the chance to be one of the great defenses in the NFL and might be the single best defense in the NFL. You know, why are the Cowboys winning? The Cowboys have a great defense right now, and Cooper Rush is making 2 to 3 throws a game. You don't have to do much, but you got to be able to make those throws. I think Trey can. Haven't seen it, so I'm betting on something I haven't seen, granted. I don't think Jimmy can. But they can win plenty of regular season games. I just think the bleep's going to hit the fan in the playoffs when you have to have the big throw from Jimmy, and he's just not going to do it. However, for the time being, that Niners team is a monster to deal with defensively because the pass rush is too good. The corners are really good. The defense works in unison really well. And Shanahan calls the crap out of a game. He does. And it's why they wanted Trey Lance is because Kyle Shanahan has to put away 30% of his playbook because Jimmy just simply can't run it. But I'm watching last night's game going, those are two different teams. One team can beat you up, beat you into submission, and win despite not having a great quarterback. One team has all the star power, but doesn't look very special at all this season. Shanahan's biggest problem is probably when he gets into big spots, his head starts spinning. And he doesn't have the wherewithal to have control over a moment that's kind of too fast and too furious. But in the regular season, is there another guy that calls plays like that? I mean, again, he's the beneficiary of a great defense. No doubt about it. He's winning with a great defense. But the way they use Debo, the way that they use parts that aren't necessarily stars, although Debo's becoming one, the way that they can still figure out a way to move the football even with a limited quarterback, the fact that Jimmy didn't have any practice with the Niners this season, none. I mean, last week, you know, Garoppolo put up 10 points. And you could say, well, that's also on Shanahan, D.A. That's true, but they've got it up to speed pretty quickly here. The Niners are really good, and that defense can be one of the best in football, if not the best in football, if they stay healthy. And a Bosa staying healthy is, you know, you don't want to bet on that. But I think last night the takeaway is Niners defense is filthy. That's going to be enough to carry them for a long time this season in a broken NFC. And the Rams looked decidedly unspecial. Mraz, watching that game last night, what was your big takeaway?
My big takeaway is that the Rams continue to just not be able to protect up front. And I really think, and I said this after week one, there's been no bigger offseason departure than Andrew Whitworth from the Rams. I think we kind of took for granted what he did coming over there for 3 years. He stabilized so much. But to your point on Shanahan, McVay, McVay hasn't been able to figure out how to scheme around bad offensive line play. And a lot of coaches get fired for that with less money in the bank than McVay does as a coach. But if you're really an offensive genius, it's very easy to sit back and call plays when you have all the time in the world up front. The moment your offensive line stinks, you can't in-game or scheme around any of that. And right now, the reason they're 2-2 more than anything else, you can talk about Cooper Kupp being the only weapon or anything else, is that they cannot protect up front.
They can't protect Stafford. Stafford's skittish now because he knows the rush is coming. And there's no creativity besides getting the ball to Cooper Kupp.
Did they sign Allen Robinson?
Really? I mean, it's kind of crazy. Robert Woods was really good until he got hurt last year. Odell was paying dividends big time in the playoffs until he got hurt. But it's almost like if they didn't have Cooper Kupp, what would that offense be? It would be like Sean McVay wouldn't know how to call a play.
Right. And granted, they have Cooper Kupp. Yeah, everybody's allowed to have their best player, but still, it's the only thing Stafford does right now is just look up wherever Cooper Kupp is, I'm throwing it because I have no time to process anything else.
That's it. That's the only thing the Rams are right now. They've got no run game whatsoever. It's kind of pitiful. They've got no run game.
Yeah, Cam Akers had that one flash last week but didn't piggyback off it at all.
Nothing. When we come back here on the show, the Pittsburgh Steelers have a decision to make on Sunday. Do you stick with the kid, Kenny Pickett, or go back to Mitch Trubisky? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's going to be a good day with DA.
All right. When we come back, the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember that the show is available in podcast form. So simply search the DA show for your favorite moments, your best of the full 4 hours on your favorite podcast platform. Subscribe, rate, and review. The Pittsburgh Steelers, reports say, are going to stick with Kenny Pickett this upcoming weekend. And this is the right call. Coming out of the preseason, I was adamant that you start Mitch Trubisky. He had not lost the job in the preseason. I thought that he was a stabilizing veteran presence. No need to rush the rookie in there. And to begin the season with somebody who's started games before for a team that has three standout defensive stars in Watt, Fitzpatrick, and Hayward, I said, why not? He didn't lose it. He's the veteran. You can be patient. Well, Trubisky, after a very good preseason, bad in the opener, worse against the Patriots, pitiful against the Browns, and then pulled after the first half against the Jets. They're 1-3. If they had better quarterbacking, they could be 3-1 or 4-0. And at this point, your season's almost lost at 1-3. You now have to travel to Buffalo to take on the Bills. And then after that, you get the Buccaneers at home, then the Dolphins and the Eagles. Over the next month, you have four of the best teams in football. Mitch Trubisky ain't beating those teams. If he couldn't beat the Patriots, Browns, and Jets, He's not beaten the Bills, Buccaneers, Dolphins, and Eagles. So you have a decision to make here. Young guy in Kenny Pickett, do you believe that he can withstand going 0-4 over the next month and it not ruining him? Because that's in play for a rookie quarterback. If you think he can withstand that type of pressure, that type of duress, and that type of losing, it makes no sense to keep Mitch Trubisky in there. No sense. Because as we know, you cannot also then go back to Trubisky, and if he stinks against the Bills, then pull the plug on that and go back to Pickett for the Buccaneers. It's either we went to Pickett for a half for a spark, but Trubisky is our starter until further notice, and you got to keep Trubisky in now for the next month or so because he's going to lose all those games. Or you go, you know what? Season's almost over anyway. Let's see the kid. And let's get the kid reps and experience because he's our next starting quarterback. And I think that's where you go. And I think you just have to have the stomach for going 0-4 in his next four starts. And you have to be confident he can handle going 0-4 and having not a lot of success over his next four starts. If you feel that way, he's got to be the starter. It is a Trash Tuesday, so hit us up with your trashes, DA on CBS. Stewart says, DA, the Niners were in the Super Bowl last year if their defensive back doesn't drop a fly ball pick thrown by Stafford at the end of the game. That is true.
Please keep your social distancing.
Art Bobart says, you saying Trey Lance could win a Super Bowl is as bad as Mraz saying the Giants will win 10 or more games this season. No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. Because I know Kyle Shanahan's play calling. I know they've got Deebo Samuel and George Kittle. I know that he doesn't have to carry an offense because they've got a great defense.
I notice it.
And I'm only looking for two or three big throws a game. That's not hard. Well, it is hard for Jimmy Garoppolo.
And Art Bobart, I'm asking the Giants to go 7-6 the rest of the year, basically play 500 versus a winnable schedule. That's not crazy either.
You know what, Art Bobart? Take a hike.
Yeah, go scratch.
As Mraz might say, go scratch.
I like you.
Go scratch your ash.
More like Art Bofart, am I right?
That's right. Oh. Yeah.
That's not right, eh?
That's right. Ragnar Razorback says, good morning, guys. The obvious trash today is Mraz. He says if he had Steve Ballmer's money, he would buy Odyssey and then maybe Bogus wouldn't do updates. Your ring video went to your head. You're delusional. Bogues is a staple. Hashtag trash him.
Are those maggots?
Were you going to take Bogues off the air?
No, I never said that, never said anything close to it. I said certain people wouldn't be doing updates around here.
Ah.
How anybody, after listening to today's show, would interpret that as bogus is beyond me.
Now, that was pre-sound check, though.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was a hint that it was coming.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good
point.
Oh,
because it was during Ballmer's pre.
Ballmer, it was during sound check, right, but it was before the update in question.
Yeah, but Arkansas Razorback also tweeted that well after sound check, so we heard that part.
Yeah. I knew you weren't going to. I mean, you still might get rid of me, but that's fine. But that's not what you were mentioning at that moment.
Bogus, I actually said this calmly. You would be very safely employed.
Oh,
I can't speak
for
everybody on the show, but you would be here.
Mark Manning.
He's talking to you, Pete.
I know he is. I would quit before that.
Now, wait a second. What is the update in question that perhaps you would take somebody off of the air for? I mean, it would have to be some really terrible mistake that you would make.
I'm Jack Stern.
Like calling somebody Ark Manning?
Kai Horton. Ark Manning.
And saying playoffs and postseason.
Playoff, postseason, berths.
And the Seattle baseball team?
Yeah, thinking the Mariners, I guess, offended somebody. No, the Seattle baseball team.
Ark Manning. Seafaring crew. I am appreciative of Arky Manning being now in our vocabulary, though.
How could you mess up Arch Manning, considering he is named after the scion of the Manning family, Archie? How could
Kristaps Porzingis.
You love saying sire to scion today. You're loving it. Like a big horse.
You watching Game of Thrones?
Should I?
I would recommend it, yes.
I feel like I get to do other TV shows first.
I would agree. I liked Game of Thrones.
I feel like Mad Men is my next up.
Yes.
To get through the 80s first. Facts of Life is next.
Oh, I finished Facts of Life a long time ago.
Live.
That's the one I had. That's the one I had in real time, Pete.
Did you not watch The Sopranos yet either?
No, I've seen The Sopranos.
I thought there was another big one you've missed.
No, Breaking Bad was the big one.
Okay.
Yeah, The Wire, The Sopranos, Breaking Bad, Seinfeld.
I'd start Succession before Office, you go Game of Thrones.
Succession. Okay, I haven't done Succession.
Yeah. Mad Men 2.
Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
I've seen all those, Pete. I haven't seen season 5 of ALF yet, though.
Friends.
I'm waiting to see how it ends. Does he get back to Mel Mack or not? Upside Down Mike tweets, I'm trashing the obvious here. The Mets, for the last 2 days, have been working at LaGuardia Airport. I can't even look to my left because that's where Citi Field is. I'm utterly embarrassed and ashamed of them. Always losers, same old Mets.
Overflowing landfill.
Yeah, and then also, these dopes are going to sit out in the rain tonight because it's raining in the tri-state area as the Marlins beat the Braves. So we're going to go until Wednesday, probably, to figure out that we're still not going to win the division.
Yeah, for the first time ever, we're all rooting for the Braves tonight just to wrap this thing up.
You guys don't know what's going on behind here. Pete can't say these dopes are going to sit out in the rain.
He
just got offered free tickets and tried to figure out who would go with him. So now he can't. Now that he realizes nobody else is going to go, now everybody else is dopes for going to the game.
Well, the fact is, I have four tickets to the game tonight. No one's going to this game tonight.
There'll be 2,000 people in the stands.
I'll lay across the seats before I had someone go to this game, unfortunately. You know, that's just how it is.
Yeah, it's a rainy, miserable night.
But you can't call other people dopes for going if you were going to go.
I'm calling myself a dope.
By the way, if you want some real Mets comeuppance, the Mets have now decorated a bunch of subway trains across the city that say, these Mets, and it's supposed to pump everybody up for the playoffs. However, these Mets are still the Mets that collapsed in the final series against the Braves, and now we'll have to play in the playoff, in the wild card playoff.
They should have waited to roll those out before the start of the playoffs, not after they get swept.
Well, not only that, they might have to take them down in 5 days.
Right.
Going to be a quick wrap. Aaron tweets, I'm trashing my brother-in-law. He called me yesterday before the Niners game to let me know he was going to win our matchup in fantasy. Debo got me that win, and I knocked him out of first place. Hashtag, you heard me wrong.
Overflowing landfill.
You heard me wrong?
Well, Debo didn't have like 100 points. Why is he trash-talking him before the game?
Kyle tweets, I'm trashing Baker Mayfield. Dude is better at commercials than he is at football, and he sucks at commercials.
Is Oscar the Grouch living in there?
I will disagree. I like his commercials. I think the progressive commercials are funny. I don't know.
In fact, I think 10 years from now, we'll look back and go, wow, Baker Mayfield was good enough to have really good commercials.
That's a good take.
Baker Mayfield.
A huge national advertising campaign every year.
That everybody seemingly loved him living at the stadium.
Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. And they're good. Trevor Fitz is trashing drivers in the rain who don't turn their headlights on, especially here in Florida during torrential downpours when the sky is dark. Hey, idiots, you're going to cause an accident. Hashtag lights on, flashers off.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Yeah, they should be arrested if you do that.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, driving in the rain Saturday night. I would say the large majority of cars now, your lights are on all the time. Or certainly on when the wipers are on. Usually that's a connected thing if they're not on to begin with. So, like, it's almost like you need to turn your lights off on purpose to drive without lights right now or be super lazy and not get broken bulbs fixed.
We are talking about Florida.
And therefore, you should go to jail forever if that's the case.
Doug tweets, DA, swans are wild waterfowl. They mate for life and make their home in any suitable pond or lake. They are cranky creatures that don't make good pets. Well, who knew?
I mean, I think I knew that. I think Sean did, too. You really threw us for a loop with the swans are pets thing.
Yeah, what is he talking? I still don't understand.
Yeah, we were nervous to call you on it.
Next thing you know, you'll buy acres of land and say the deer are pet.
Right.
It's like Funny Farm.
Guy owns one cat, thinks everybody's a pet now. Swans poking around the studio.
But swans are different than geese.
Yeah,
but
that doesn't mean they're pets.
Why? Because they're less dirty?
Geese are just like the dirty skanks of swans. And they're nasty.
Fair point.
Yeah, like if you're a swan, you walk past a goose, you're like, wow, he does meth. Like they, you think of him in the same light, they're just like, ugh. Or like your mom, if you're a swan, your mom tells you not to hang out with that goose. You don't want them sleeping over.
So Geese are the dirty skanks of water, wild waterfowl.
Noted.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, I'm sorry, they're like the trashy ones. You know, they're the ones who drink
I'm
the
sorry,
RC Cola.
As he kind of like whispers it.
Well,
so that you don't offend all the geese out there.
Right, we all had like the troublemakers that we weren't allowed to hang out when we were kids. Like, that's what the geese are to the swans. The swans are thumbing in those, going, I'm not going to hang out with you. You're dirty.
Right. So the swans are drinking Bud Light Lime, and the geese are going like Natty Light in
your
world?
Yeah, okay. Just, ugh. You don't associate, but they're still the same thing. They're swans, they're geese, they have long necks, they're birds. They see a pond, they poop in a pond, they eat the bread.
I'd like to see you explain this to Taylor and Peyton in this exact form.
And then there's the ducks that are cool enough to hang with both.
Dada, what's a swan? A beautiful waterfowl bird. What's a goose? Dirty skank bird.
Look, I'm just saying, a swan is Gisele Bündchen. A goose is, you know, Pete's first wife, you know?
Don't give the goose that much criticism.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Don't be so mean to the goose there.
That's right. If only she had married a goose first time around.
Goose.
Better take it.
Steven tweets, I've got another trash after watching highlights of the game last night. I'm trashing.
I had more money.
I'm trashing Bogish. I will never look at field goal posts the same way after his comment yesterday about Antonio Brown.
I don't either. I keep picturing the flag at the top.
Look at myself after that conversation.
Joe Buck.
The same way.
Checking the Antonio Brown for the wind direction.
Goose!
In fact, last night of the fastest 3 minutes, Chris Berman said it hit the bloody upright for England, and all I thought about was bad Antonio Brown
images. Boing. Boing. Bogue says our final update of the morning.
And this is sponsored by Progressive. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at progressivecommercial.com. This is the 49ers offense.
Shotgun snap from their own 43. Left tackle block and a leaping catch made on a quick throw at the 50 by Samuel. Broke a tackle 45. Breaks an ankle tackle 40. He's on the hash mark the 30. He's being chased as he comes to the near side 25. Broke a tackle at the 20. Sideline 10. 5. Touchdown! What a run after the catch, Deebo Samuel.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood 1, 57-yard touchdown. I believe Kyle Shanahan calls that play, throw it to Deebo, he runs, you block.
And you get the ball in his hands, and I think he's shown he does some pretty cool things.
The Niner defense also scored on Monday Night Football, ending the Rams' last gasp with a pick six.
I gave Bogish 4 hours. I didn't put something in soundcheck. I was convinced Bogish was playing today, and you didn't play it.
What?
Kevin Harlan's play-by-play call of the guy getting tackled by Bobby Wagner.
Well, I don't have that, but I have Bobby Wagner.
Okay.
I didn't know we had the Kevin Harlan call of
it was,
that.
Yeah, it was played on the other side. I thought for sure you were playing.
Oh, I don't have that. But, yeah, this game included last night a dude running on the field, and Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner came off the sideline and drilled him.
I just saw somebody running on the field, and he looked like he wasn't supposed to be on the field. So I saw security was having a little problem, so I helped him out.
He looked like he wasn't supposed to be on the field. He was a guy with a smoke palm behind him.
Built like me in a t-shirt that said some slogan on it. Yeah. He was not supposed to be on the field.
And by the way, I thought they weren't supposed to show that on TV, but the Manning cast showed it.
The Manning cast did. The TV broadcast did not.
Interesting.
And again, has anyone done those analytics? Has that stopped or slowed down at all since we decided not to show them anymore?
Don't get me on this soapbox. I mean, we show sex and crime and violence and murders and all these things on TV. But the moment somebody with pink smoke and shorts or a tutu runs out of the field, don't show that to kids! The kids! We don't want to encourage this behavior! Meantime, CSI is like digging up corpses after sexual assault.
Right, and we know what's going on because they say what's happening and we can't show you, so it's still getting mentioned, or we can tell what's going on behind the awkward silence and nobody playing a game.
I think the thought behind it is to not give them attention so that people don't do it.
Right, but that thought has to be proven in actual results, and there's no slowing down of people
doing this with other things. It's like the one thing in life that we don't want to encourage is the streaker in a game. Everything else is total fair game to show.
Right, every Friday night we're all locked into a murder documentary, so it's not slowing down murders.
Oh, 10-part series on Jeffrey Dahmer. Definitely. Let's totally produce that and promote that and market that. But a guy with a smoke bomb, We don't want to encourage that type of behavior.
And it shows up on social media 2 minutes later, so that's not being encouraged anywhere, that you're going to end up on Twitter or TikTok or whatever anyway.
Stupid.
And when this particular instance, everyone's loving Bobby Wagner for tackling the guy, so we're talking about it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
The Phillies ended their 11-year playoff postseason drought with last night's 3-0 win in Houston. They are currently in the last wild card spot, a game behind the Padres, who beat the Giants last night 7-4. The Braves avoided clinching the NL East with a 4-0 loss in Miami, and the Blue Jays own the top AL wild card for good after a 5-1 win in Baltimore. They'll host the Mariners or the Rays this weekend. Ben Simmons kind of made his Nets debut last night, 19 minutes, 6 points, 5 assists, and a preseason loss to the Sixers.
Felt so good to be back. I'm just grateful and blessed to be back here on the floor and playing with these guys, so I'm happy.
Simmons hadn't played in 470 days. It was 476 for Kawhi Leonard before last night in Seattle.
For me, it felt great to be back on the floor all these months and finally put the hard work to test.
Kawhi speaking on KTLA. Ben was on Yes Network. Leonard had 11 points and 4 boards in a 102-97 Clipper win over the Blazers. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Here's a trash from DJ Tommy D.
Here we go.
He's a frequent customer at Bob the Deli Man's Deli.
Great.
DA, baby, I've been away from action due to injury, so I'm not down discussing the Giants with Bob the Deli Man. I am not convinced that Bob thinks they can win out. Let's get him on the show and ask him personally. So I'm trashing Bob the Deli Man for picking the Giants to win out. They have 1 out of 5 NFL quarterbacks that could injure themselves away from the field. Giants will be back down to earth after the Packer game. When asked if he saw Big Ben, Danny Jones said Roethlisberger is here. So we have a long way to go before we can talk winning out. I will be back soon and force Bob to retire. Go Dolphins and Cowboys. Thanks for making me laugh. Hashtag Gelb will make a comeback.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
I read that a little bit wrong. When asked if he saw Big Ben, Danny Jones said Roethlisberger is here.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Woo!
Still don't get it.
I don't know what injury DJ Pop Dommy D is dealing with, but he's on painkillers because that was.
And they're good.
Really good ones.
But you speak to an editor.
And by the way, they're probably playing Davis Webb in London, so that's when you're going to flap your gums.
But he says in the same sentence, I'm not convinced Bob thinks they can win out, so I'm trashing Bob for picking the Giants to win out.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
And he doesn't believe you. You were with your dad.
And also, go to my dad's store and look for him now off your injury. You ain't going to find him because he's laid up with injury.
Oh, he's banged up again?
The hip replacement, D.A. He's missed more games than Kadarius Toney.
I thought he was back from the ACL.
He got back from the meniscus, then popped the hip at work, favoring the hip to save the meniscus, and now he's been shelved with the hip.
Oh.
It's like David Wright at the end. He's going to have a helmet this big soon.
I can just see Tommy D at asking for call cuts, asking for Bob.
He's Namath on the Rams. He can't be going into Key Food now.
Bob is going to be wearing the Mark Kelso helmet.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Waking up at 2 a.m. to loosen up his back to be able to cut cold cuts.
The Clyde Edwards-Alaire helmet. It's
like, he's only returned to alcohol a week and a half ago, so that was a big step.
Return to alcohol.
Nancy's going to be rolling his back like
with the foam. Takes him 5 hours to get ready to watch a Giant game. He's up at 6 a.m. Yeah.
He warms up more than actual Giants Giant game.
I just want some low-sodium ham. Why am I waiting an hour? Why are you rolling your back?
Bob, why are you up so early? I got to stretch out. Giants kick at 1.
Oh, the London game must be tough. That's a Saturday night stretch.
Doing the back, then bending down and forth to make sure the pizza rolls go in the oven on time.
He's getting ready Friday night.
Yeah. Practicing the finger flips to open up the cans of Coke in between beers because he thinks those are water.
Stretching out the fingers to be able to order online is Taco Bell.
Grubhub.
Working on the fingers to dial the phone and tell Little Caesars they'll never make it in this town.
My favorite Bob the Deli Man story.
That is great.
They don't deliver. Tell them they'll never make it in this town.
He told them. He flat out told the 16-year-old on the phone, "You're never going to make it in this town." Like he was Little Caesar himself.
Yeah, get me the Caesar.
Cardinals Panthers NFC title game. We'll never forget.
I know Caesar. Get me Caesar.
And it didn't make it in this town. It closed down. And he reminds us all the time how right he was.
See,
hot and ready. Nobody wants that. Deliver the pies.
Let me tell you something, you snot-nosed brat.
Oh.
You'll never make it in this town. This is my town. You'll never make it here. My last dying breath will be made sure you do not make it in this town.
There's going to be a Domino's right where you stand in about a year.
Sir, this is my first day on the job.
Oh, I asked you if you wanted pepperoni or not.
You'll be unemployed in a ditch somewhere once I'm through with you. You'll never make it this
time. Bob, this is Rich from down the block. I was in your pool Saturday. I don't care.
Richie, you're dead to me.
You're dead too.
Where are my knots?
Where are my knots? Carson Palmer's opening up the second half. I need my knots. You'll never make in my town.
Oh.
When we come back, advanced analytics. How many Braves games has Elton John watched this year?
I think he's making his debut in analytics.
DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
What else could it be but Ark Manning?
Tulane won 27-24 on a walk-off 10-yard touchdown pass from third-string quarterback Kai Horton to Tyjon Spears in overtime. Emotional evening for Seattle baseball team as the Mariners clinch their first playoff postseason berth since 2001 on a Cal Raleigh walk-off shot in the bottom of the ninth to defeat the A's 2-1. One more piece of news is Ark Manning, nephew of NFL legends Eli and Peyton, broke his uncle's record for career passing yards and touchdowns in a season. I'm Jack Stern.
There's the Tulane touchdown. I'm sure it's a great story that Kai Horton did that, but his name is not Horton. I got to get back with Jack. We got to go over a few things.
I'm Jack Stern.
The potential is there. We got to smooth out some of the rough edges.
On the ever-emerging CBS Sports Radio Network.
Kai Horton to Ark Manning.
Oh, Ark Manning, no. He is royal. He's already football royalty.
Ark Manning.
You know, he has been talked about as a recruit for 5 years now.
Ark Manning.
Biggest commitment in college football easily in 5 years, maybe 10 years, maybe since Peyton Manning or Eli Manning committed.
It's big enough that it elicited freedom of information requests to find out how much Texas paid for his visit. Do you remember that story from last week?
Yes. And the sire of all of this is Archie Manning.
Right, it's not Arky.
Ark Manning.
It's the easiest way to know what his name is it's based on freaking Archie Manning.
Ark Manning.
The most famous football dad arguably ever.
Let's go Archie Manning.
Former Saints quarterback Archie Manning.
He's got to be Archie forever.
Ark. Come on.
Playoff Ark Manning.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Also, talk about lack of common sense. If I asked you, what do you think Arch is short for? You would say Archie, Archibald. If I said, what do you think Ark is short for? You wouldn't have an answer because that's not a name.
In a world, by the way, where everything seemingly is a name.
Advanced analytics today. Elton John claims that he is a Braves fan. A quick pivot there. How many Braves games a year do you think Elton John watches? 59% of you say none. 30% said 1 to 50. 5% said 50 to 100. And 5% said 100 or more. I'd love to know the people that think Elton John watches more than 100 Braves games.
He's got the MLB TV on the phone.
He's on Turner South.
Huge Chip Carey fan. Advanced Analytics tells us that Elton John has never played at Citi Field, but did play at Shea Stadium in 92. One list ranked the 1979 album Victim of Love as Elton John's worst album. It features a disco cover of Johnny B. Goode. Really? And the last leg of Elton John's U.S. tour comes this November at Dodger Stadium. And that'll do it for us. We hit the post on the DA Show. This is a hell of a show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to EJ Stewart on your simulcast today at watchda.com. And thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. We are back at it tomorrow.
Kai Horton.
Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA. We'll see you tomorrow. The Mothership disconnects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.